I'm here at the Royal Television Society Student Awards 2010, and I'm with the winners of the undergraduate factual category from York St John University. And they've just won an award for their film, Through the Peephole. So who's been in this crew of this award-winning film?
We have Joe Burrows, Nicholas Derber, Anna Franklin, Thomas Hewitt and James Heatherington.
And which one of these lovely people are you, sir?
I'm Nicholas Derber.
What was your role?
I held a camera and filmed people taking their clothes off.
Fantastic. Great. That's a very interesting introduction to the theme of the film.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me about this yourself, or maybe hand me over to another one of your crew members?
The director should tell.
The director. And here we are. So, what is your name, sir?
Tom. Tom Hewitt.
Tom, okay. Could you tell me about some of the themes and inspirations behind your short film?
Yes, it was definitely about burlesque. We needed an original idea that helped us stand out from a crowd, and figured bare naked flesh was definitely the way forward to do that. And we managed to meet some like really lovely people on the way, and they helped us get to where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Could you give me a summary of what the film actually sort of covers and the topics it talks about?
It started out being about women's liberation, about that, but it ended up being more about their own personal struggles with prejudice about what they'd like to do as a hobby, and what they're doing in as full-time jobs, and the struggle between that, you know, what they're passionate about and what's, you know, good for their careers. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So what do you think are the standout elements of the short documentary that maybe spoke to the judges?
More than anything, I'd probably say the visuals. The girls themselves provided, you know, really great performances, which stood out in the film. We managed to capture them really well when we were on set. Really great interviews from the girls. They said a lot of stuff that was really useful to us, and were just really great to get along with.
Well, I would definitely agree with the visuals, because right from the word go, they're top notch. Now, is your graphics artist here right now?
Our graphics artist and our editor, Nick Derber and Anna Franklin, are here, and they both worked together really hard on the thing, and, you know, I'd like to say congratulations to a pair of them.
I'll ask your other crew member about her role in the film. So, could you introduce yourself, please, and tell me about some of the aspects that you contributed to this short documentary?
Yeah, I'm Anna Franklin. I was editor, and the editing process took a long time, but it was really fun. I got to use the best bits of the interview. There was a lot of interview to go through with the girls. They were fantastic. Me and Tom worked together a lot, and we chose the best bits together, and also the actual show. We were there for a good 6 hours for the day. And I was able to capture the best bits of everything, really. And I made it, the original idea was to make it MTV style. But the way the girls were, we were able to make it into a proper documentary.
Mm-hmm. So, if we go back to the effects, what did you make the effects in?
We used Avid, but then also Nick has his own software at home and he did all the graphics.
Mm-hmm. Did it take long?
I'm not sure how many hours went into it, but Nick was able to do something in a day and be able to bring it in. Yeah, he was able to bring it back to me. If I wanted to, the titles and the credits were all Nick, and it was fantastic, and he was able to do that in a few days. It's brilliant.
How did you manage to do that magnificent, wonderful graphics piece in a day?
I don't know. I just sort of sat down and did the thing on the computer, and it came up, really.
Cool. Yeah. I think it worked. So would anyone be able to talk to me about how it feels to have won an award here this evening?
It's utterly fantastic, and I really didn't expect it, because there are a lot of good, you know, a lot of good other nominees. And as soon as, like, the second runner-up came up, I thought, well, you know, no way we can beat that. But we did, so I'm really, really proud of my crew and the film.
Mm-hmm. And what was your role in the film?
I was sound. Sound recordist, and I did a little bit of sound editing as well. And I had a really good understanding crew who knew it's just as important to listen. So,
I'd like to speak to one last crew member to tell me about if you've got any hints and tips about some of the things that students should think about if they're entering a film next year into the awards.
Yeah, just to get your idea early and just research the hell out of it, really. I mean, when we were kind of doing our film, we kind of immediately went to Newcastle and saw a show and got a good idea of what we're tackling, you know. So if you get your idea early, you've got a lot of time to kind of make up for lost ground if it does go wrong.
So thank you very much.